It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 17th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $67,004. ETH is down slightly at $3,579, and Binance Coin is down 0.5% at $572. Well, Sam Bankman-Fried, facing a potential 50-year sentence, reportedly considered various strategies for his defense, including blaming lawyers and embracing a Republican identity to protect his image. Prosecutors revealed a Google Doc where SBF explored options like appearing on Tucker Carlson's show and criticizing the legal system generally, as well as discussing the impact of his antidepressant medication. Ultimately, he proposed seeking public input via Twitter and promoting what he called the true narratives approach. SBF's sentencing is scheduled for the end of this month. Well, prominent liquid staking platform EtherFi disclosed plans for its governance token ETHFi and the commencement of its airdrop starting March the 18th. After community feedback concerning Tron founder Justin Sun's significant token allocation, the initial distribution plan was adjusted. The airdrop will be conducted in two stages, with season one covering behavior up to March the 15th and the second from March the 15th onwards. The remaining tokens will be allocated to investors, partnerships, core contributors, and the protocol's treasury, while smaller wallets will access instantly. Whale wallets must wait 3 months. ETHFi's founder pledged to distribute more tokens to community members while affirming Justin Sun's allocation, citing appreciation for his support. Well, Andrew Kane, co-founder of Mechanism Capital, bought the original Pepe NFT from the bankrupt 3AC estate in a private sale facilitated by Sotheby's. The exact purchase price remains undisclosed. This NFT, authorized by Pepe's creator Matt Fury, features a full-page scan from Fury's Boys Club comic series. The NFT originally sold for 420 ETH in April of 2021. It was later acquired by 3AC's investment arm for 1,000 ETH in October of 2021. Kang's NFT collection includes various high-value assets totaling an estimated 6.69 million. And finally, the founder of Vermilia Corporation and the Milady NFT collection claims to have been hacked after millions of dollars worth of NFTs and ETH were moved to a new wallet. DumpsterDAO first highlighted the incident, sharing an alleged screenshot of the claim of being drained and linking to the wallets that received assets. The wallet sold various Milady-related NFTs and transferred $1 million in ETH to another address, still holding nearly $1 million in ETH and other tokens. The cause of the hack remains unclear, but blockchain security firm PeckShield noted an earlier transfer of the Milla treasury wallet to the draining wallet, which seems a little suspect. This isn't the first time the founder and the Milady community have faced controversy, with past legal battles over project ownership and the founder's contentious online history surfacing in 2022, causing Milady's price to slump. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.